今天记录的历史物曹吉祥。
Remember today's historical artifact, the fragrant grass.
你有没有想过一个问题？
Have you ever thought about a question?
如果有一天你突然被提拔到一个特别高的位置。
If one day you were suddenly promoted to a very high position.
所有人都捧着你。
Everyone is holding you.
围着你。
Round you.
你会不会飘？
Will you be floating?
大部分人嘴上说不会。
Most people say they don't know.
但身体很诚实。
But the body is honest.
面对人性本身，有几个人能跨得过去？
How many people can cross the human nature?
而历史上有一个人。
And there was a person in history.
他不光飘了。
He not only floated.
他还觉得自己能当皇帝。
He also felt that he could be an emperor.
这个人叫曹吉祥。
This person is named Cao Jixian.
一个在明朝权力游戏中爬得最高。
The highest one who climbed to the top in the Ming Dynasty power game.
摔得最惨的太监。
The saddest eunuch.
但别着急嘲笑他。
Don't laugh at him yet.
因为听完他的故事
After listening to his story,
你会发现人性这个东西600年就没变过。一个决定命运的夜晚
You will find that the nature of humanity has not changed in 600 years, and it is a fateful night.
公元1457年正月16夜
January 16, 1457 night.
北京城冷得像冰窖。
Beijing is cold like an ice cellar.
但有个人心里烧着一团火。
But there was someone with a fire in their heart.
曹吉祥站在一群全副武装的士兵面前。
Cao Jixian stood before a group of fully armed soldiers.
手心全是汗
Sweat on my palms.
这一晚他要干一件掉脑袋的事
Tonight, he was going to do something that would cost him his life.
政变事情是这样的
Here's the story of the coup.
当时的皇帝景泰帝病重眼看不行了
At that time, Emperor Jingtai was seriously ill and could not see.
而前任皇帝明英宗朱祁镇已经被软禁在南宫整整七年。七年。
And the former emperor, Emperor Zhu Jin of the Ming Dynasty, had been under house arrest in the South Palace for a total of 7 years.
从皇帝到囚徒门外的锁都生了锈。
From the gate to the prison, everything was rusted.
曹吉祥看到了机会。
Cao Jixian saw an opportunity.
他和几个同样不安分的同伙密谋。
He and a group of equally restless companions plotted.
只要拥立英宗复位。
As long as you support the restoration of Emperor Ying.
他们就是从容之功。
That's the art of composure.
新朝元勋，风险大吗？
Are the veterans of the new dynasty at risk?
当然大，失败就是满门抄斩。
Of course, a complete failure is to be executed by the emperor.
但回报也大得惊人。
But the returns are also amazing.
凌晨时分
Midnight.
他们撞开了南宫的大门。
They opened the door to South Palace.
把明英宗架上轿子，一路冲进皇宫。天亮时
，When Emperor Ying of the Ming Dynasty was carried into the palace on a sedan chair，
文武百官上朝。
The ministers of both civil and military affairs attended the meeting。
发现龙椅上坐着
，Found sitting on the floor chair，
已经是七年前那个人，史称夺门之变。
It has been 7 years since the infamous Gate of Heaven incident.
曹吉祥赌赢了。
Cao Jixian won the bet.
但权力冲昏了头脑。
But power has blinded them.
一夜之间
In a single night,
曹吉祥从一个默默无闻的宦官变成了司礼监、掌印太监、经营总督。这两个职务什么概念？
From a humble eunuch to the head of the imperial office and the chief eunuch, what is the concept of the rise of Cao Dixon?
司礼监掌印相当于掌握了所有奏章的审批权。
The imperial seal of the minister of the imperial library effectively gave him the power to approve all petitions.
经营总督意味着北京的兵权在他手里。
Operating as a general means that the army's command is in his hands.
文权、军权两手抓，换作一般人。
With both military and political power in hand.
这时候应该谨小慎微吧。
At this time, we should be cautious and prudent.
毕竟权力来得太快。
After all, power comes too quickly.
根基不稳，但
Foundation is unstable.
曹吉祥不这么想，他
But Cao Dixon didn't think so.
觉得这都是应得的，谢
He thought it was deserved.
接下来他干了什么呢？卖
What did he do next?
卖官，明码标价
By a name, a price.
要给钱什
As long as you pay.
什么职位都
What position?
都能安排他门下冒领功名的无赖地痞最
All the petty thugs who are trying to claim credit for the achievements of others.
许多时有上千人排挤异己内
Up to 1,000 people were crowding and excluding others.
内阁大学士李贤堂堂朝廷重臣就因为跟他不合
The cabinet minister Lai Zirongdong, a loyal and virtuous official, was dismissed because he disagreed with me.
我被他整得差点丢了性命。
He almost got me killed.
安插亲信。
Planted a loyal person.
他的三个侄子都被封为都督，手握重兵。
His three nephews were all appointed as the commander of the army, and he held a large number of troops.
尤其那个养子
Especially that adopted child.
曹钦仗着他的势力横行霸道
Cao Qin, wielding his power, behaved tyrannically.
连皇亲国戚都不放在眼里。
Even the emperor and his court officials were not spared.
朝堂上下人人巴结。
Everyone in the imperial court is trying to curry favor with the emperor.
他以为他满足了吗
Is he satisfied?
没有，时间久了。
No time to wait.
曹吉祥开始产生一个错觉。
Cao Zhai wanted to create an illusion.
这么多人听我的，兵权又在我手里。
So many people are listening to my power.
我凭什么不能更进一步？忘了这一切是谁给的。
Why can't I forget who gave me this?
他忘了所有围在他身边的人。
He forgot all the people around him.
到底是围着他，还是围着他屁股底下的位置？
Is it around him or around the area below his butt?
别把利益当忠诚。
Don't treat loyalty as a means of gaining profit.
这一天很快就来了。明英宗不是傻子。
This day will soon come. Emperor Ming will not be a fool.
他开始有意疏远。
He began to deliberately distance himself.
曹吉祥更要命的是
What's more, Cao Dixon is very stubborn.
曹吉祥的同党石亨先倒了台。
Cao Dixon's supporters, including Shi Heng, were ousted.
被下狱处死。
Imprisoned and executed.
曹吉祥慌了。
Cao Dixon panicked.
他心里清楚。
He knows it.
下一个就是我。
Next is me.
但你知道一个长期活在权力幻觉里会做什么选择吗？
But do you know what choices a person who has been living in a delusion of power for a long time will make?
他不是收敛了。
He is not a collector.
不是认错。
Not mistaken.
他决定造反，自己当皇帝。
He decided to rebel and become emperor himself.
没错。
Right.
一个太监。
A eunuch.
想当皇帝。
To be an emperor.
他和杨子曹金密谋，计划内外夹击。
He and Yang Zai Kao conspired to attack from both inside and outside.
杀掉朝中重臣，逼英宗退位，起兵前夜。
The night before the coup, the prime minister was killed, forcing Emperor Chong to abdicate and start a rebellion.
曹钦在家里摆酒宴请那些平时提拔的将领们，酒过三巡。
Cao Qin hosted a banquet at his home to entertain the officers he had promoted.
他以为大家都是一条船上的人。
He thought everyone was on the same boat.
但你们猜怎么着？
But how do you think it happened?
宴席还没散。
The banquet hasn't ended.
就有一个人偷偷溜出去。
There was a person who secretly slipped out.
跑到宫里。
Run to the palace,
把计划全部抖了出来。
Tell the whole plan.
为什么？
Why?
因为那些将领算了一笔账。
Because those generals had done the calculations.
跟着你造反成了，也不过是个从犯。
Being a rebel is not just a matter of following someone else.
但要告发你。
But if you report me,
那就是平叛大功。
That's the victory of suppressing rebellion.
利益捆绑的关系。
Interests are linked.
在更大的利益面前，一碰就碎。
In the face of greater interests, it's easy to be swayed.
第二天兵变，曹钦的军队还没攻进皇宫。
The second day, Cao King's army hadn't even entered the imperial palace.
就被早有准备的禁军围剿。
They were already prepared for a preemptive attack.
曹钦绝望之下跳井自杀。
Cao King jumped into a well in despair.
而曹吉祥呢？
And Cao Zhai Zhang.
他被处以折刑。
He was subjected to flogging.
这是明朝最残酷的死刑。
This is the most brutal execution in the Ming Dynasty.
千刀万剐。
A thousand cuts.
他的家人亲信一个没留，全部处斩。
His family and relatives were all killed.
从权力的巅峰到满门抄斩。
From the peak of power to the murder at the gate of Mar.
不过短短五年，故事说完了。
However, after just 5 years, the ancient poetry was finished.
该聊聊我们自己。
Let's talk about ourselves.
你可能会说这都是古代的事。
You might say this is all ancient history.
跟我有什么关系？
What's my business?
那我问你几个问题。
I'll ask you a few questions.
你有没有在取得一点成绩后
？Have you ever achieved some success?
把平台的光环当成自己的能力
？Treat the platform's halo as your own ability.
你有没有在别人的吹捧声中慢慢忘掉了自己是谁
？Have you gradually forgotten who you are in the praise of others?
你有没有过把一群利益伙伴当成生死之交
？Have you ever treated a group of business partners as if they were your closest friends？
曹吉祥。
Cao Jixing。
临死前，大概终于明白了一个道理。
Just before I died, I finally understood a truth。
别人捧你未必是你有多厉害。
May not be because you are so talented, but because others are admiring you.
也许只是你屁股底下的椅子值钱。离开那把椅子，你什么都不是。人在得意时根本听不进去。
Maybe you just didn't listen when you were sitting on the chair, and you were just sitting there, thinking about how much money you were going to get from the chair.
这句话，因为我们的大脑天然喜欢把功劳归给自己。
This is because our brains naturally like to attribute credit to themselves.
把运气当成实力。
Treat luck as strength.
心理学家管
Psychologist
这叫自我服务偏差成功时
This is called self-serving bias when it succeeds
觉得自己牛失败时怪环境差
When I feel like I'm failing, I blame the environment
曹吉祥就是这个偏差极端的受害者
Hu Jixian is a victim of extreme bias
他以为夺门之变成功。
He thought the surprise attack on the door would succeed.
是因为自己英明果断。
Because of his own decisiveness and wisdom.
实际上
In fact,
那不过是抓住了皇帝病重、朝局动荡的时局。
That was just a matter of capturing the emperor and the super turbulent situation.
他以为官员们巴结
He thought the officials were flattering him.
他是因为他个人的魅力爆棚。
He is because of his personal charm.
实际上，他们巴结的是他们手里的官帽和兵权。
In reality, they are flattering those who hold the official hats and the military power.
他以为杨子。
He thought that Yang Zai.
曹钦和那帮将领是他的铁杆兄弟。
Cao Qin and those generals were his close brothers.
实际上，那不过是一群利益拴在一起的投机客。
In reality, they are just a group of speculators tied together by interests.
所以你看，太阳底下没有新鲜事。
So I think there's nothing new under the sun.
600年过去了。
600 years have passed.
人性还是那个人性。
Is it still human nature?
最后，我想给你讲一个小细节。
Finally, I want to tell you a small detail.
曹吉祥被处死。
Cao Jixian was executed.
那天京城百姓围得水泄不通。
That day, the citizens of Beijing were gathered in a crowd, making it impossible to get through.
很多人不是来看热闹的。
Many people are not here to watch the fun.
是来扔石头的。
They are here to throw stones.
他平时纵容亲信欺压百姓，结下的仇。
He has accumulated a lot of grievances by being arrogant and abusing the people.
在这一刻，全部得到了报应。
At this moment, everything was avenged.
你看，连老百姓都知道你种下什么。
I see that even the common people know what you are planting.
你就会收获什么。
You will get what you deserve.
所以，曹吉祥的故事给现代人最大的启示。
Therefore, the story of Cao Jixian gives the greatest lesson to modern people.
其实就一句话。
Actually, it's just one sentence.
无论你处在什么位置
No matter where you are
永远分清两件事
Always distinguish between two things
哪些是你的本事
What are your strengths
哪些是平台借给你的光
What are the platform's resources for you
保持清醒
Stay awake
保持敬畏
Maintain reverence
因为历史告诉我们
Because history tells us,
所有德不配位的成功
all success that is undeserved,
最终都会以更惨烈的方式连本带利地还回去。
They will eventually retaliate in a much more brutal and violent way.
如果你最近也有点飘
If you've been feeling a bit out of it lately,
不妨把这条视频收藏起来。
Why not save this video?
没事的时候看一眼。
When you have nothing to do, take a look.
毕竟我们每个人心里可能都住着一个需要被提醒的。
After all, there is probably a part of us that needs to be reminded.
曹吉祥。
Cao Jixing.
你觉得在曹吉祥的每一步选择里？
What do you think about Cao Jixing's every decision?
哪个节点最让你惊喜？
Which note surprised you the most?
欢迎在评论区聊聊。
Welcome to discuss in the comments section.
关注我。
Follow me.
带你透过历史缝隙。
Take you through the historical gaps.
看懂人情世故。
Understanding human relationships and social customs.
每天了解一个历史人物。
Learn one historical figure every day.
我们下期见。
See you next time.